This is the sound of a happy neighborhood, the way some say it should be in the summer. Fun and safe. But all too often in urban areas like Gary and Chicago, this is the norm. Gunshots, police, and ambulances. On the steps at Gary City Hall, the mayor, city workers, and residents are taking a stand against gun violence by taking part in the National Gun Violence Awareness Day. As part of the Wear Orange campaign, residents wear orange like hunters do in the forest to keep themselves safe. Gary Mayor Karen Freeman Wilson.
We lose our children. It seems out of order, you know, and I know that all of God's order is divine, but it seems out of order to have a child die before their parent, especially to die tragically because of gun violence. I had another friend, Anitra Seawood, who lost her daughter. Shalonda Ham has been a great local advocate as well against gun violence.
Larry McKinley is police chief in Gary. His brother was killed by gun violence. He says a good weapon against the problem is getting people to talk to the police.
You can help us by just giving that information. When you see violence, when you see anything that's going on, if you see that propensity or that started that violence, call. You can call our number in this tip line.
Is there a number you can give me?
Yes, 1-866-CRIME-GP.
Linda Burns Caldwell is a councilwoman here in Gary. She says healthy alternatives for young people is part of the solution.
I'm one of the sponsors of a Steel City track team. Yes. My son is one of the coaches. We also Midtown Little League field. We have three games going on most afternoons. That's another way to let the children know guns aren't the answer. Just come out. Get some sports behind your back. We even have the arts program this summer, that Miss Millinder's program, where you get a chance to learn some musical instruments.
Joy Holiday runs the Gary for Life program. It began 2 years ago. Holiday says jobs, activities for youth, and better communication with the police is working.
One particular law enforcement action that we had was in the Glen Park area. We were able to level or either decrease the amount of gun violence that we had by about 50% in that particular area. So it can vary from area to area that we go to, but every single area in which we have those focused policing efforts, we are able to lower the amount of violence.
In Gary, Stephen Lattimore, Lakeshore Public Radio.